This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Pentasa sachets, active ingredient, misalazine. This leaflet provides important information about taking Pentasa. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Pentasa. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Pentasa? Pentasa contains the active ingredient, misalazine. Pentasa is an anti-inflammatory agent, similar to aspirin, and is thought to work by reducing inflammation in the bowel. Pentasa is taken to treat Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Disease is associated with inflammation, ulcers, and sores in the bowel causing bleeding, stomach pain, and diarrhea. What should I know before I take Pentasa? Warnings. Do not take Pentasa if you are allergic to misalazine, sulfasalazine, aspirin-like medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have a severe kidney or liver problem. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Your doctor should make you aware of the signs and symptoms that may indicate allergic reaction when taking Pentasa. Check with your doctor if you have a known allergy to Pentasa, sulfasalazine, or aspirin-like medicines, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Take any medicines for any other condition. Have a kidney or liver problem. Have a bleeding disorder. Have a history of asthma. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved with taking Pentasa. Pentasa should be taken with caution during pregnancy and breastfeeding and only if the potential benefits outweigh the possible risks in the opinion of the doctor. The underlying condition itself, inflammatory bowel disease, may increase risks for the pregnancy outcome. Children. Do not give Pentasa to a child 12 years old or under. The safety and effectiveness of Pentasa in this age group have not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. There is no information available on interactions between Pentasa and other medicines. However, misalazine belongs to a group of medicines called salicylates that may interfere with some medicines. Medicines that may have their effects increased if used with Pentasa include anticoagulants which are used to thin blood or stop blood clots, e.g. warfarin. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may increase the medicine's effects on thinning your blood. Sulfonylureas which are used to lower blood sugar and treat diabetes, e.g. glibenclamide, glipizide. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may increase the medicine's effect on lowering your blood sugar. Methotrexate, which is used to treat some kinds of cancers, some skin conditions, and rheumatoid arthritis. When Pentasa is used with this medicine, it may increase the possibility of the medicine producing toxic effects on your body. Glucocorticoids, which are used to treat inflammation, swelling, or allergies, e.g. prednisolone. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may increase the undesirable gastric effects caused by these medicines. Medicines that may have their effects decreased if used with Pentasa include probenecid or sulfonpyrazone, which are used to treat gout. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may decrease the effectiveness of the medicine. Spironolactone or furosemide, which are used to increase the amount of urine produced and to lower blood pressure. When Pentasa is used with these medicines, it may decrease the effectiveness of the medicine. Rifampicin, which is used to treat tuberculosis. When Pentasa is used with this medicine, it may decrease the effectiveness of the medicine. Medicines that may have a greater likelihood of reducing bone marrow activity if used with Pentasa include azathioprine, which is used to suppress the immune system. mercaptopurine-anchiaguanine, used to treat leukemia. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect pentasa. How do I take pentasa? This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. How much to take? Recommended doses for various conditions are presented below. Your doctor will prescribe a dose based on your individual needs, and this may differ from these recommendations. Follow the instructions provided by your doctor and use pentasa until your doctor tells you to stop. Ulcerative colitis. For active disease, flare-up of symptoms for ulcerative colitis, take up to 4 grams pentasa once a day, or in divided doses. For maintenance, during remission for ulcerative colitis, take up to 2 grams pentasa once a day, or in divided doses. Crohn's disease. For active disease, flare-up of symptoms for Crohn's disease, take up to 4 grams pentasa daily in divided doses. For maintenance, during remission for Crohn's disease, take up to 4 grams pentasa daily in divided doses. When to take pentasa? Take your medicine at the same time each day. This will help you remember when to take it. You can take pentasa with or without food. Continue taking your medicine for as long as your doctor tells you. How to take pentasa? Tear or cut to open the sachet along the dotted line. Empty the content of the sachet, granules onto the tongue and wash down with water or juice to swallow without chewing or crushing the granules. Alternatively, mix the entire content of the sachet, granules with yogurt and consume immediately without chewing or crushing the granules. Description, c://users.d.esktop.enterser_qr_code.png. Scan the QR code with your smartphone or tablet to access a video on administering pentasa enema. Select the pentasa link on the website, enter the OSTAR number from the pentasa box or section 7 of this document, and scroll to resources. Alternatively, visit patientspointfaring.com.au/gastroenterology/access-available-only within Australia. If you forget to take pentasa, pentasa should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take pentasa, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much pentasa, if you think that you have taken too much pentasa, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the Accident and Emergency Department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking pentasa? Things you should do. Have all blood tests recommended by your doctor. Pentasa may cause kidney, liver, or blood problems in a few people. You should have regular blood tests to check your kidney function. Kidney stones may develop while taking pentasa. Symptoms may include pain in the sides of the abdomen and blood in the urine. Take care to drink plenty of fluids while you are being treated with pentasa. If you are going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you are taking this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your doctor immediately. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking pentasa. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking this medicine or change the dosage suddenly without checking with your doctor. If you stop taking it suddenly, your condition may worsen. Do not take pentasa to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Pentasa is not expected to affect your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep your pentasa in the packaging until it is time to take your next dose. If you take pentasa out of the packaging, it may not keep well. Keep your pentasa in a cool, dry place, temperature below 25 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. Do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. Most side effects reported by patients after taking Pentasa, Mesalazine are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Side effects. Common side effects affect more than 1 in 100 users. Headache, diarrhea, abdominal or stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, flatulence, stomach discomfort or fullness, relieved by passing wind, mild skin rash. Rare side effects affect less than 1 in 1,000 users. Dizziness. Photosensitivity, especially if you have eczema or dermatitis. Very rare side effects affect less than 1 in 10,000 users. Changes in blood counts, e.g. a decrease in the number of red or white blood cells and or platelets. Difficulty breathing, coughing, allergic and fibrotic lung reactions. Changes in liver function, e.g. raised liver enzymes. Hair loss, reversible. Painful or swollen joints, arthralgia, muscle aches and pains, myalgia, disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys with symptoms such as joint pain, fever, and skin rash, lupus erythematosus-like reactions, low sperm count, reversible, drug fever, e.g. fever-like symptoms such as chills and aches, frequency unknown, kidney stones. What to do? These side effects are not usually serious, but can become serious. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Rare side effects affect less than 1 in 1,000 users. Chest pain, irregular heartbeat, shortness of breath, myocarditis, and pericarditis. Inflammation of the pancreas, e.g. severe upper stomach pain, nausea, and vomiting. Increased amylase, acute pancreatitis. Very rare side effects affect less than 1 in 10,000 users. Bruising easily, unusual bleeding, e.g. nosebleeds, signs of infection such as fever, chills, sore throat and mouth ulcers, aplastic anemia, or a granulocytosis. Numbness, tingling, or weakness of the arms and legs, peripheral neuropathy. Worsening of your condition, e.g. severe diarrhea, bloody stools, pancolitis. Liver disease, e.g. yellowing of the skin or eyes, urine discoloration. Kidney disease, e.g. changes in urine output and or discoloration, blood in urine and or swirling. Frequency unknown. Increased pressure in the brain, strong or frequent headaches, changes in vision or ringing in the ears, idiopathic intracranial hypertension. What to do? Call your doctor straight away if you notice any of these serious side effects. Allergic reaction, very rare, affect less than 1 in 10,000 users. Sudden signs of allergic reactions such as rash, itching, or hives, shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, or swelling of limbs, face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty swallowing or breathing. Severe cutaneous adverse reactions, scar such as drug reaction with eosinophilia and systemic symptoms, DRESS, very rare, affect less than 1 in 10,000 users, Stevens-Johnson syndrome, SJS toxic epidermal necrolysis, 10, frequency unknown, nausea, severe stomach cramps and or pain, bloody diarrhea, fever, facial swelling, severe headache and skin rash with severe blisters, and bleeding of the eyes, mouth, lips, nose, and genitals. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Pentasa contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Mesalazine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. povidone, ethyl cellulose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. This medicine does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azodis. What pentasa looks like. Pentasa sachets contain short and cylindrical, or tube-shaped granules, that are white-gray to pale white-brown in color. Pentasa 1-gram sachets are supplied in packs of 30, 100 and 120, Ostar 161063. Pentasa 2-gram sachets are supplied in packs of 15 and 60, Ostar 161064. Pentasa 4-gram sachets are supplied in packs of 8 and 30, Ostar 216259. Not all pack sizes are distributed in Australia. Who distributes Pentasa? Pentasa sachets are supplied in Australia by Ferring Pharmaceuticals Pty Ltd. Suite 2, Level 1, Building 1, 20 Bridge Street, Pymble, New South Wales 2073, Australia. Pentasa is a registered trademark of Ferring BV. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025. AUPA 2,100,053, V4.0.